This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden will be spending part of his Friday in Michigan. The former Vice President delivering remarks on health care in Southfield, Michigan, and then heading to Detroit and meeting with faith leaders. As far as what's on the agenda for President Trump, USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the details.
November 3rd is quickly approaching, and President Trump continues to pound the pavement. He delivers remarks at a Make America Great Again rally in Ocala, Florida, Friday afternoon at 3 Eastern. Then he'll head to Macon, Georgia to address a crowd at 6 Eastern time. On Saturday, there's a stop in Muskegon, Michigan to discuss supporting the American way of life. And the president will deliver remarks on supporting law enforcement later Saturday in Janesville, Wisconsin.
According to data out of the University of Florida, nearly 20 million people have already voted in the 2020 election. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi spoke for about 80 minutes on Thursday discussing a new coronavirus relief bill. Pelosi saying progress had been made regarding a deal. As far as if something will be done before the election, Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen reminds everyone on Fox News.
We've all been very focused on the negotiations between the White House and Speaker Pelosi without recognizing that the huge impediment really is with the Senate Republicans and Mitch McConnell at this point in time.
Pelosi and Mnuchin are scheduled to talk through the weekend. There have now been over 8 million confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the United States. The number is jumping by 1 million in less than a month as dozens of states see upticks in infections, particularly in the Midwest. Health experts warning that cases could surge as colder weather drives people inside. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Senate Republicans say the Judiciary Committee will issue a subpoena Tuesday to Twitter chief Jack Dorsey after the social media company blocked a New York Post article relating to Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden. Democratic Senator from Delaware Chris Coons sees nothing wrong with what Twitter did.
Facebook and Twitter have policies to not spread things that are utterly unreliable, that have been debunked, and where their origin is untrustworthy.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham sees a double standard.
Nobody in Twitter and social media shut down anything about Trump and Russia.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg also included in that subpoena. A man was arrested for trying to set a Seattle police vehicle on fire while officers were inside. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
Police officers were in a neighborhood near downtown Seattle Thursday afternoon when they were flagged down by someone concerned about a man holding what appeared to be a torch. Seattle Police Chief Sergeant Randy Husrick told Fox News that as officers tried to contact the man, he was somehow able to get the torch into a sensitive area of the patrol car, which caught fire. Officers were inside the vehicle at the time but were not injured, and the suspect was arrested at the scene.
More news always found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Live. You thought it was easy, huh? Hey, how you doing? It's Friday. We're ready for the weekend to jump right in. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. We got Liz Peek joining us right now, Fox News contributor. Liz, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good to have you with us here. Wow, it is so hot that you got to be careful how close to the fire you get, or you're liable to get cooked one way or another, whether you're Facebook, Twitter, Stephanopoulos, Scully. I mean, everybody's lining up here. Savannah Guthrie. I mean, it's...
And rightly so, Bill.
Yes.
I mean, I think Americans are finally recognizing the depths of the bias in media, and not just mainstream media. Now we're talking social media and mainstream media. And I think, I got to tell you, I am beyond enraged by what Twitter has done and Facebook has done. I don't know how to fight back against these organizations. They are massive, giant organizations. And the way most of us vent our frustration, unfortunately, is on Twitter. Mm-hmm. So there is really widespread condemnation, even from people on the left, for the fact that Twitter suppressed this story and Facebook about Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden. There seems to be nothing wrong, if you will, with the reporting of that story. There's been no credible attack on it except to attack the personality of Rudy Giuliani. But this is, I think if people didn't understand that the amount of bias, leftward bias on the media in our country prior to this, now they know. And I think it is truly alarming to me. Here's the situation for your listeners, and I'm sure everybody's aware of this story, but remember the old thing, if a tree falls in the forest and it doesn't make any sound, does it really fall? Has it really fallen if nobody hears it?
Right.
Same thing is true with endless scandals that have come about Democrats, Obama and Biden and others, but if they're not reported on in the mainstream media, you know, they don't really happen because nobody knows about them. And I got to tell you, I just really find this a frightening sort of circling of the wagons against our current president. And, of course, they've been lined up against him since before he became president.
Exactly.
But it's gotten worse. And this is right before an election. It's keeping information from people that they need to have in order to make a solid judgment on Joe Biden. And they're not getting that information.
Well, it's deja vu one more time, Liz. I mean, we went through this with Hillary Clinton. And again, the same subsource and the original source of this is Peter Schweizer, who reported on the Clinton Foundation years ago. And in my conversations with Peter, I said, what is it that it takes 3 years or so for anything you report on to finally gain traction? He's kind of laughing. He goes, well, it's just the way the mainstream media is. It just has to be forced through the system, and eventually it does come out. The Hunter Biden story has been out there. Peter, again, reported on it years ago. And it's just been one of those things set aside. But it's quite interesting. I often say, Liz, that people self-indict. And if you listen to that interview on Good Morning America with Hunter Biden, I mean, he indicted himself. His father, he's there at a meeting, and he kind of laughs about how he forced the firing of the prosecutor in the Ukraine in the midst of a faux impeachment event that we all had to endure, which was truly a quid pro quo, and President Trump was accused of the very thing that Joe Biden had done that he was on tape doing.
Yeah, let's remember why Trump was impeached, because on a phone call with the head of Ukraine, he asked them to investigate the activities of Hunter and Joe Biden in Ukraine. Okay, maybe that was for political ends for himself, but you know what? The country needed to know about activities of Hunter and Joe Biden in Ukraine, because we're about to possibly elect this man president. And I got to tell you, more than Ukraine, it is the ties to China that
exactly
every American incredibly anxious.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter Biden is wound up with a Chinese businessman who has disappeared, is not any longer publicly available, and presumably money has passed between those two. Imagine what that guy has on Joe Biden. I mean, this is not right-wing conspiracy nonsense. This is a truly alarming situation, and China, people should know, will stop at absolutely nothing to undermine the United States. They will go to every length. And unfortunately, having a possible president, if Joe Biden is elected, compromised via the activities of his son, and make no mistake, Joe Biden knew what was going on. Hunter Biden traveled with his father to China.
Yes.
And again, when Joe Biden was the point person, the Obama administration's point person, on Ukraine and China. I mean, all this stuff is so dirty, it really just makes me bleed. I'm ranting this morning, but because I've been reading the newspapers and I'm appalled. And by the way, so here's an interesting political sort of slant on this. When Trump ran against Hillary Clinton in 2016, she was the perfect target for him, or the perfect opponent, because he could go after her on being untrustworthy, dishonest, et cetera, because even before she was nominated, and this is what's remarkable about the Democrat machine a little bit, they nominated her in spite of the fact that she had epically low trustworthy polling amongst the American people. Americans didn't like her, and they didn't trust her. And that is not me speaking, that is polling speaking. But they nominated her anyway, so she was a great target for Trump. Joe Biden has been much harder for Donald Trump to go after because he's Mr. Nice Guy, you know, he's Uncle Joe, and yeah, he may dither and wander mentally, but, you know, people think he's a good guy. He is not a good guy, and I'm not just talking about Ukraine and China.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back and look, first of all, he lies all the time, but again, the media doesn't report it, so people don't know that he's lied about his background, his family, about his long-time engagement with the civil rights movement, which didn't exist. He was never involved in that. About his longtime attendance at a black church, which the black church says didn't happen. So he lies frequently. He's given a total pass. And so now we come up to real possible corruption. And again, he's been given a total pass. It is really shocking to me because I am a patriotic American and I believe in our country's institutions. It's shocking to me that this is happening and that there's no way to confront it, because I don't see any way.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm as frustrated like you and so many of our listeners, because we've seen what's been going on. Twitter, Facebook, these social media giants have have been given a pass. And the fact that even 4 years ago, the CEO of Google, upon the announcement of Trump's election to the presidency, said this will never happen again. He was all but in tears in front of his staff. And so they've been on a mission ever since. And meanwhile, you know, for 4 years, this is the thing that's galling as well, is the politicians have known that these social media giants are out of control. The exemption that they have been given, they've taken full advantage, and the power that they've been able to accumulate, Liz. Here we are right now in the middle of this election. It's like all of a sudden somebody turned the light on and said, who gave these people all this power? Well, guess who? We've got more from Liz Peek after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you concerned the media and candidates don't provide valid information so that you can vote wisely and preserve your religious, political, and economic freedoms? iVoterGuide.com is not connected to any candidate. We provide vote ratings, donation records, endorsements, issue surveys, and predictions on how candidates will govern on a 7-point scale from very liberal to very conservative. Go to iVoterGuide.com to get factual information. That's iVoterGuide.com.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
White supremacy, the neo-Nazis. He hasn't condemned a darn thing.
Are you kidding me, Joe?
Okay.
You've got David Duke just joined. A bigot, a racist, a problem.
Would you repudiate David Duke?
Sure.
David Duke and robocalls are out again. The white supremacist movement supporting you. Do you have any words for that?
Well, I disavow.
David Duke endorsed me? Okay. All right. I disavow. Okay?
I think you get the story here. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. We're going to go ahead and bring that down a little bit. The president has repeatedly said that, and it's amazing to me, whether it's Savannah Guthrie just last night, Liz, and one liberal reporter after another, for some reason, they're just not listening, that the president has disavowed white supremacy from day one. And also, going back to what happened in South Carolina, that is so taken out of context, and the media has allowed people to run with this. I mean, the lies that are perpetrated out there and the way they're targeted against Trump, it's no wonder people do not even understand what this president is all about, because they want to talk about that and ignore the obvious benefits of the Trump administration by way of the economy, their 401ks, our standing internationally, energy independence that you know under a Biden-Harris administration, that is going to go away.
Look, let's talk about racism. Let's talk about the president and racism. Here's how you know he is not a racist. Because they go back to that one statement about Charlottesville, which, by the way, even credible news organizations have debunked, because Joe Biden has manipulated the language from that to suggest that he was talking about the people marching with tiki torches and everything as very fine people. That isn't what happened. We all know it isn't what happened. Joe Biden knows it isn't what happened. What Trump was talking about was that there were people from Charlottesville out protecting their monuments, which were being torn down by an angry mob. But let's go to the heart of this conversation. The reason that Democrats keep piling on President Trump about white supremacy and bringing up this fiction that he hasn't backed away from or denounced white supremacy is because they're terrified that people watching the videos of riots taking place in Minneapolis, in Portland, in New York, et cetera, are going to recognize that they're not white supremacists. This is not the problem in our country today. And
exactly.
So, you have this obfuscation, use a fancy word, but it's just totally hiding the truth from Americans and sort of ponying up this other thing, white supremacy, as sort of this big alarming threat. No, it is not. I mean, are there nut jobs out there who have guns and who may be troublesome? Yes, but they are not leading wholesale assaults on Rochester and Kenosha and other towns that have had enormous rioting and destruction of parts of the cities. This is not our problem, and they won't hang those Black Lives Matter protests, which then evolve into riots around Joe Biden's neck. What they want to hang around Trump's neck is something that doesn't even exist. It is preposterous. And again, what they're also afraid of, Bill, is they're really terrified that young Black voters are moving towards President Trump.
Exactly.
And they know if they don't have a whopping percentage of the Black vote, like 95%, which is traditionally what they've had, they are not going to win this election. Mm-hmm. So that's why they keep trotting this out. Last night's town hall with Savannah Guthrie was truly an embarrassment. It was an embarrassment because she delved into and focused on issues 90% of Americans couldn't care less about. One is white supremacy. The other is this absurd thing about QAnon.
Yes.
I don't know about you. I finally, Googled this tiny organization.
I did it myself several weeks ago, and I still don't understand who they are.
Yeah, exactly. And so the fact that the president has not, you and I are in the weeds on every political matter. The fact that the president professed not to know much about QAnon, of course he doesn't. He doesn't have time. He's running a country. So to spend time on liberal talking points meant to distract from the real issues our country faces, Savannah Guthrie wasting this time on this ridiculous QAnon, I could not believe it, honestly. My head was exploding, and as you can tell, it's still exploding. I never this wound up in the morning.
Yeah, and you haven't had your second cup of coffee yet.
Oh, my gosh, I think I did, and that may be the problem.
Well, maybe that's okay, but, you know, I was surprised. I kept thinking, well, she's going to bring up sexual preference next.
Oh, gosh, another absurd thing. You know, the issues, it's like Joe Biden saying that transgenderism is the civil rights issue of our time. No, it is not. Forgive me, it is not the civil rights issue of our time. What is the civil rights issue of our time, in my view, is the horrible hypocrisy of Democrats about allowing our public education in the inner cities that serve black and brown kids to become completely a failed state. I mean, we are not educating these kids. Boy, are we not now with all the schools shut down. If you want to talk about income inequality, racial preferences, whatever you want to talk about, that's where it starts, and Democrats won't go there. President Trump has gone there. Good for him, and I think that's one of the reasons maybe why some black voters are warming up.
Well, look what they're finding out. Even at Trump rallies, 15-18% of people attending Trump rallies are Democrats, Liz. And, I mean, they're not there. They're wearing red hats. I mean, to your point, I mean, you know, this movement, the fact of the matter is Trump went to, you know, black America and said, look, what do you got to lose?
Yeah.
And they gave him a shot. And even with all the attacks and all that this president has had to endure, look what he's done. You know, there was another black American pundit who cited clearly that home ownership under Barack Obama, night and day difference between Barack Obama and Donald Trump, that there are more home ownership happening in the black communities, minority communities, Hispanics, small business owners until COVID hit. And they want to make it seem, you know, I mean, here it is. We are at war with something that was brought into our country from the communist Chinese. And do you think that the Democrats and all Americans would come against this? No. We're going after the president. You got to be kidding me. What are we missing here?
What we're missing is that if you don't watch Fox News, forgive me, or listen to Bill Martinez, you don't know what's really going on in this country. You are told that this is the essential lie of this election. Is that Donald Trump did nothing about COVID, and he's responsible for a terrible economy. Those two things can't coexist, because what he did about COVID is he shut down the hottest economy we've seen in decades, probably not since post-World War II. He did that to confront this disease brought in by China at the advice of his advisors and cost him possibly his reelection. That is what he did. So to blame him for both, for being inactive and not fighting back against COVID, and at the same time blame him for the fact that now, you know, 10 million people are unemployed or whatever the number actually is right now, it doesn't wash.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that is the essential lie of this election. That's what Democrats want to focus on. They don't want to focus on anything else. Heaven knows they don't want to focus on how great the economy was last year or what he has actually done for minorities. But the minorities aren't stupid. They know that their paycheck expanded last year. They know that income on average was up almost 7% in 2019, which was huge. That, by the way, income inequality narrowed for the first time in a decade. I mean, there was a lot of progress on the ground last year, and unfortunately, this virus blew it all up. And I got to tell you, if I were President Trump, I would go out there and say, hey, I did what Fauci and these other wizards told me to do.
Exactly.
It's entirely questionable whether it made much difference. Yes, in New York and some really stricken places, we had to do something. But the truth is, we hurt our country badly, and it was to save people's lives. And to suggest otherwise is preposterous.
Well, the Democrats have become the party of fear. That is what they're selling.
No question.
And, you know, it's been nonstop, and that's what we've heard a lot, especially during the Barrett hearings. Clearly, she's going to get confirmed, right?
I sure hope so. I think she's an and by the way, what an extraordinary woman.
I'll tell you. She is. And both sides, I mean, you cannot deny how special she is and how blessed we will be with her being on the court on so many levels. Liz Peek, a former columnist for the Fiscal Times, writes for The Hill, contributes frequently to Fox News, The New York Sun, and others.
This report is sponsored by Humana. People with Medicare need to make an important decision in the coming weeks. As the Medicare Advantage and Prescription Drug Plan annual election period is here, running from October 15th through December 7th, selecting a Medicare plan can seem overwhelming, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic. But eligible individuals can still research plan options safely to ensure they make the right decision for their health needs. Jeff Fernandez is with Humana.
While it's common to have many questions, there are resources to help you choose the plan that's right for you without having to leave home, including informational websites, virtual educational events, and one-on-one virtual meetings with licensed health insurance agents. This will allow people with Medicare to gather the information they need to choose a Medicare plan safely and securely during this annual election period, which runs through December 7th.
For more information, visit Medicare.gov or Humana.com/Medicare.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Democratic candidate Joe Biden will be back on the campaign trail today after last night's town halls. The president making stops in Georgia and Florida to bolster his support among seniors. Biden will be campaigning through the swing state of Michigan, sparked by Twitter and Facebook's blocking of a negative New York Post article about Hunter Biden. The Senate Judiciary Committee says they will be issuing a subpoena to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton saying,
"Well, I'm glad that we're going to subpoena Jack Dorsey to come to Capitol Hill. These big tech oligarchs need to answer for their censorship of conservative and Republican voices. It's been going on for years. This week, though, they declared open war on the Republican Party and conservatives across America. And my message for these big tech oligarchs is simple. Winter is coming."
USA Radio News.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
Judge, let's try to answer some of Senator Harris's accusations. Are you a racist?
I am not a racist, Senator Kennedy.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Do you support, in all cases, corporations over working people?
I do not, and I think if you look at my record, you will see cases in which I have decided in favor of plaintiffs, not corporations.
Are you against clean air, bright water, and environmental justice?
I am not against any of those things. Those are policies that the Congress has pursued in many statutes, and I think we all reap the benefits of when those statutes work.
Do you support science?
I do, and I help my children with their homework when they're trying to learn it.
You're sure of that?
I am sure. I believe in science, and I support science.
Do you support children and prosperity?
I support children, 7 of my own, and then obviously think children are our future. Support children, and yes, I support prosperity.
Do you hate little warm puppies?
I do not hate little warm puppies.
Okay, I just want to get all that clear. See, we did that in about 2 minutes.
I think that my daughter, Juliet, who's 10, would want me to put in a plug right now to say I do not hate chinchillas, because we don't have a puppy in the Barrett house, but we do have a very fluffy chinchilla, and so I don't hate chinchillas either.
Duly noted.
There you go. Now, chinchillas on the rise in terms of sales. The levity that we needed there, Dr. John Lott. Part of the hearing there with you've got Senator Kennedy and Judge Barrett that all things are going full speed ahead. It looks like she's going to be moved out of committee. They'll have a vote on the 22nd, so next week, and then she'll go to the full Senate. So barring any, you know, sudden letter that's in the desk of, you know, Dianne Feinstein, this will continue to move, and the Democrats understand that there's nothing they can do about it. It's a fait accompli that she will be, you know, confirmed and be the ninth justice on the Supreme Court. Just real quick before we get into, you know, the Democrats coming after our guns, Dr. Lott, what was your impression of this judge?
Well, I thought she did very well. She did cover a lot of legal topics, but, you know, the Democrats, when they were trying to pin her down on specific positions on individual cases, she answered those appropriately. You know, I guess my biggest concern is after listening to Joe Biden last night on ABC, I think he made it pretty clear that he's going to be moving to pack the courts if the Democrats win the Senate and get rid of the filibuster, as he's been talking about before. And so, you know, her impact on the court isn't going to be very much because if they add four more liberal justices on the court to give the Democrats 7 of the 13 positions on the Supreme Court, it's going to be, you know, they're going to control it.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, and Joe Biden has been anything but you know, genuine on this whole topic. I mean, he's an absolute chameleon on this and other topics, fracking, for example, tax. I mean, he says, hey, your taxes are going to go up. And then he wants to talk about how much money he's going to save. I mean, this comes from the very same guy that was associated with the administration that all but, you know, destroyed the middle class with taxation and regulation. And so what does he know? I mean, if you want to know what somebody's going to do, look what they've done. I mean, he's been doing this for 47 years. Like, all of a sudden he's going to change his spots?
Right. Well, I mean, last night he said that he would support packing the courts if he thought that Amy Coney Barrett's nomination was pushed through quickly in the Senate. Without, quote, a proper hearing. And, you know, if you listen to all the Democrats yesterday on the committee, they were all saying that they thought that much more time was needed in order to evaluate her. I mean, I guess they just spent 20 hours asking her questions and couldn't lay a hand on her.
Right. But, well, and she was already, she already went through this drill. A couple of years back. So, and all the FBI investigations, everything that's going on, I mean, they've got this thing down to where Mazie Hirono already had a ready-made response to sexual preference in her notes. I mean, this didn't come, you know, spontaneous. I mean, you could see she was reading it from her notes. So they, you know, they have this stuff planned, and then who was it, White House with all his storyboards about all this stuff that somewhere after 30 minutes you go, there's got to be a question in there, but we didn't get one.
Right. But, you know, there are lots of issues that are at stake here if the Democrats are able to go and pack the courts. I mean, it's just not the Second Amendment. Just take the Second Amendment. You know, a decade ago, there was the Heller and McDonald decisions. The only thing that those decisions did was say that the government could not completely ban all guns or an entire category of guns, like all handguns or all rifles or all shotguns. And what the Democrats did, though, on the court is that they were unanimous in terms of saying that they did not believe that there was an individual right to own guns, that the Second Amendment only protected the government's ability to go and own guns, and that it was possible for the government to completely ban all guns. And even just within the last few weeks, Joe Biden has made statements saying that he would overturn the Heller and McDonald decisions. The only reason why you would overturn those very limited decisions is that if you wanted to have the government have the power to ban all guns or an entire category of guns, like all handguns, because that's all those decisions decided. And he promised that all the justices that he would appoint to the Supreme Court and the judges they would appoint to lower courts would want to overturn those decisions. So if the Democrats end the filibuster and pack the Supreme Court, then it's very clear that those decisions would be overturned.
Yeah, without a doubt. Have you had a chance to read Ted Cruz's book, One Vote Away?
No, I haven't read it.
It's a powerful book, John, and he's really laid this out quite scholarly. And it's a great read, especially in light of what Biden and the Democrats are proposing to do in packing the court. You know, historically, just to your earlier point, but for one vote away, our First Amendment right would already be, compromised and rewritten. Second Amendment by the wayside. I mean, so many major changes would have occurred just but for one vote. And now you dilute the court in such a way, and you turn it in as if we don't have enough politics already. Now we're going to politicize the Supreme Court.
Right. Yeah, well, it has been somewhat strange listening to the Democrats. They are saying that, this is unprecedented, pushing Amy Coney Barrett through. You look at Ginsburg, who she's replacing. Ginsburg's between nomination and the final vote in the Senate was 33 days.
Exactly.
That's her vote is going to be about the same length of time, maybe slightly longer.
Yeah, but she got a lot more support. I think we had 96 senators or something vote for Ginsburg.
Right. Well, I mean, people knew where she came out politically. They knew how far liberal she was. But at that time, Republican senators said, look, our role is to see whether she's competent, not whether we agree with her positions.
Exactly. Well, and of course, that's not the case any longer. And then you have the likes of Amy Klobuchar pretty much letting her envy come out and saying that, she has aspirations for the Supreme Court. But she seems pretty policy driven, so you know what kind of judge she would be, right?
Sure. Well, I mean, you know what type of judge the Democrats want just from the type of questions that they ask.
Without a doubt. Well, he's the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, and he's here to talk about why, Democrats, they've made it real clear they're coming after your guns. More from Dr. John Lott after
Individuals
this.
And businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This report is brought to you by Eli Lilly and Company. Raise your hand if you use Lilly insulin and struggle to afford your monthly prescription and are enrolled in Medicare Part D, have a high deductible insurance plan, or don't have health insurance at all. If your hand is raised, Lilly wants to help. Lilly has solutions that can help make life easier for you. Lilly launched Insulin Affordability, Learn, Act, Share, to encourage people using Lilly insulin to learn about their affordability options, to act by calling the Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center, and to share this important information with others. People with or without commercial insurance can buy Lilly Insulins today for $35 per monthly prescription at a retail pharmacy. And this fall, seniors can enroll in Medicare Part D plans that provide a $35 copay starting in January. Raise your hand and visit insulinaffordability.com or call 1-833-808-1234 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'll tell you, I have to agree with Dr. John Lott and also Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, about where we are right now. It's almost like the country in this Democratic Republic is unraveling. And the Democrats are the one that do everything, that are doing everything they can to undermine solid Democratic principles, whether it is packing the court, what they want to do with our energy. I mean, we are now, first time in our lifetime, John, we're energy independent. The Democrats want to make us beholding once again to Middle East oil, all those countries that we said before that didn't like us, that we were beholden to. You know, that goes away. Taxes, Joe Biden says, you know, he's going to tax, but not tax, and, you know, and build up a middle class. How did that ever happen under the Obama administration when they all but destroyed the middle class? And, of course, what they're talking about, the Supreme Court, I mean, this is absolutely endless. And what they're doing in undermining, whether it's the efforts of COVID, you know, things that are right for everyday Americans. I mean, this is a full-on attack of our constitutional republic, is it not?
Right. So, I mean, you listen to the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday, the Democrats, and they're all saying, well, you know, we should be dealing with COVID. And the thing is, COVID's not going to go anyplace unless aid isn't going to go anyplace unless Nancy Pelosi agrees to it.
Exactly.
And they all know that Nancy Pelosi isn't going to let anything go through. The administration has been negotiating with Nancy for, I don't know, a month or more now, longer than that, on just the current aid bill.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, anybody who watched her interview on CNN with Wolf Blitzer the other day, where he was going and saying, well, look, all these other Democrats in the House want to get this $1.8 trillion package passed that the president's offered. you know, it's pretty clear she's just being obstructionist. And so the Democrats seem to be doing a game where they, on the one hand, are blocking it. On the other hand, even though they know it's not going to go anyplace without her, are saying, well, you know, we should be spending time in the Judiciary Committee on this, as if the Judiciary Committee has anything to do with the aid bill that's there.
Well, it's all a sleight of hand and pretty much the same thing that all Democrats are doing, whether it's Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. I mean, the very thing that they accuse the Republicans of is the very thing that they're guilty of. I mean, they're going after a power grab. I mean, this power grab became quite obvious during the Kavanaugh hearings that Lindsey Graham called them out for. And the other word that we hear over and over again, in fact, I wanted to take note of it and see if somebody actually took account, is how many times the Democrats during this hearing used the word fear.
Well, I mean, obviously the whole thing was to try to get voters upset, to get their people going to the election. And, you know, look, to me, the important thing is if the Democrats win the presidency and control the Senate, the radical changes that they're going to be having. And one just needs to listen to Biden last night when he's talking about packing the Supreme Court. The only way they're going to be able to pack the Supreme Court is if they get rid of the filibuster. And the filibuster may seem like arcane rules to lots of people, but it would radically change how Congress passes laws,
because exactly
right now you have to have at least some bipartisan support in the Senate to get things through, because no party has 60 votes. And so there's lots of bills that get passed by the House, whether the Democrats control the House or the Republicans control the House, that go no place in the Senate because bills get passed in the House on purely party line.
Exactly. Well, when the Republicans controlled the House under Paul Ryan, there was over 250 bills, I think, at least. Might have been 400. But there were hundreds of bills that had been passed on to the Senate, but the Senate was controlled by Harry Reid. Well, it's dead on arrival.
No, I mean, because he had the power of the filibuster there. So, look, one just has to go and read the Democrat platform or look at the promises that Biden has made. Biden promises that when he becomes president, the first bill that he's going to put up is going to be to give citizenship to all the illegal aliens in the United States, some 22 million plus.
Yeah, and give them health care.
Right, yeah, they're promising to ban states from having any type of voter ID requirement. They're promising to give statehood to D.C. The House during this term has already passed on a pure party line vote giving statehood to Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And you can go and say, well, the Constitution makes it pretty clear that D.C. can't be a state. And I agree with that. But if they pack the Supreme Court, they're going to pretty much be able to make.
They can write their own rules
if they want.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Well, this is what they've done in California. John, I was born and raised in California, and I saw what was going on. I since have, 11 years ago, we came east, and we're here in Florida now. But I saw what happened with the a one-party state. And this is what the Democrats want, is they want California. They want the United States of California.
I mean, the Republicans, there's just no way with ballot harvesting and vote fraud and everything else in California that the Republicans are going to win any real seats that were there. I mean, just look what happened to Republicans in 2018 in Orange County.
Exactly.
You know, and there have been a few convictions of people going around and paying homeless people with alcohol and cigarettes and things like that to go and register them to vote and then fill out the voting ballots at the same time. But, you know, you look around the country. In Pennsylvania, the Democratic justices on the state Supreme Court there ruled that you don't need to check signatures on mail-in ballots.
This is ripe. It is ripe for all kinds of fraud. I mean, look at Ilhan Omar's district, and that it almost hit the news cycle and went by the wayside. And you wonder what's going on there with James O'Keefe and Veritas,
right,
what they were able to expose. I mean, this guy's he goes, I got a car full of ballots. He's out there collecting ballots. I mean, this is all undermining the Democratic Republic in which we live in. It is invalidating the vote. And, John, what I'm concerned about is we're being set up here. You know, the Democrats, even the Republicans, are talking about that we can end up with a civil war regardless of who gets elected.
Yeah. Look, you look across the world. We just did a report a little while ago looking at voting rules across the world.
Mm-hmm.
Just at Europe, for example. 72% of European countries ban absentee ballots for people living in the country. Another 19% of the countries require that you have to have a photo ID to go and pick up the absentee ballot before you can go and use it. So it's 91% of European countries have either a ban or very strict rules on absentee ballots. And there's a reason why they do that. I mean, we're not talking about universal mail-in ballots like is being pushed here.
Right.
The reason why they do is lots of these countries used to have absentee ballots, but they had so much fraud with them. France, for example, had absentee ballots until 1975. When they discovered literally hundreds of thousands of dead people had been voted. Britain had major fraud problems in the 2006 election, and they moved to require photo IDs to obtain an absentee ballot after that. So, I mean, you know, people attack Trump for being delusional on the concerns about fraud with the universal mail-in ballots, where they just mail a ballot to you if you're on the voter registration list. You don't need, I mean, at least with absentee ballots, you have to request it. And so
exactly,
if you're dead or if you've moved out of state, at least a lot of those people aren't going to improperly request ballots. But if you just mail them out to people, you know, you have situations in Nevada and California where people haven't lived in an apartment for 4 or 5 years.
Exactly.
And ballots are being mailed address.
John, according to Judicial Watch, California's got over 3 million, at least 3 million names in their voter rolls that need to be taken off. And they confronted them. They said, okay, we'll give you a 1.5, but they still haven't removed those. So they're really not sincere about this stuff. They're about diluting it. And then, of course, this comes from the same party. This is all being done by the Democrats, the same party that says that every vote should count, when they are purposely diluting the whole voting process and invalidating votes. I mean, this is unconscionable, but they don't have a conscience. So it's all about, I mean, they talk about the Republicans, you know, going for a power grab. They're absolutely key at deflecting, and they're deflecting their own lust for power.
I just think people need to understand what getting rid of the filibuster will mean here.
Yes.
You know, if you want to get an idea, go look at Joe Biden's website. I mean, you know, just take one of the things. If you look at his things on guns, his number one proposal is to allow lawsuits against gun makers and gun sellers whenever their gun results in some type of harm. Could you imagine having a rule like that for cars? There's 4.5
million
tires. Each year, people are injured in car accidents that require medical attention.
Yeah.
What happens if those 4.5 million people sued for lost wages, for medical care, for pain?
Well, they'll go after guns, but they're not about to go after these social media giants. It's ironic, to say the least. Dr. John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, has been with us. John, as always, appreciate the time, buddy. Take care.
All right. Take care.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.